Studies, and I'm Cody Jade. Now back to the Steve Jones Show on WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And great to have you with us. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's has served this valley for decades. They have long-term customers. Why don't you find out why? Yeah, if you have insurance needs, Purdy Insurance, they're the ones to talk to. That's Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Again, go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevin out today, Trofe's in. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you too. By the way, I did not have enough time, but I was in search of some Public Enemy bumper music for you. I just couldn't find any.
It's okay. I think the FCC would tell you differently on that.
Probably.
It's okay. we'll just skip by that. Move on. This, of course, is the commemoration of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. I believe his actual birthday was January 15th. But, of course, this is the first Monday after. And to relate it to sports for a moment, because this is also the 50th anniversary year of Dr. King's speech at Rec Hall that drew over 9,000. He made the I Have a Dream speech on the Mall in Washington at the Lincoln Memorial. And the old basketball coach, George Raveling, coached at USC, coached at Iowa, also was on CBS for a period of time. Was a young man at that point, and he debated back and forth with his friends about wanting to go see Dr. King speak because of the time and commitments and things like that. And he finally decided, oh, what the heck, I'll go. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance. And he goes, and it turns out he gets a great spot right up on the stairs at the Lincoln Memorial. When King was done, he gave Raveling the speech, handed it to him, and Raveling kind of folded it and put it in his pocket. And I guess he's a collector of memorabilia. And one day a guy shows up at his house, and he's talking about the memorabilia. He says, well, what's the most famous piece of memorabilia you have? And he mentions that, I have this speech from Dr. King. And he says, I can't believe this. And so George Raveling goes to the basement, and he takes out the speech that's still folded up with Dr. King had wrote. The I Have a Dream speech that Dr. King had handed to him. And the guy says, look, he says, trust me on this. Can I borrow it? And Raveling said, sure. The guy went and got it hermetically sealed and then framed and gave it back to Raveling. He says, look, this is too valuable not to have sealed and framed. The amazing story. George Raveling. Dave Paulson joins us, the head basketball coach at Bucknell. Dave, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing very, very well. Okay, so tell me a little bit about the most recent journey. What have you liked about your team, and what continues to be something where you know you got to be better?
Well, you know, I've liked their resilience, you know, and our toughness. We had two tough games against Navy and Army, physical games. They were at home, which was great. You know, we were down 6 with 2 minutes and change to go against Navy. And John Azzanero, sophomore, who was coming off the bench for the first time in a while, knocked down 3 threes in the last 2 minutes. And then against Army in a nip-and-tuck game, you know, it was a one-possession game, and we got Stephen Casper knocked down 2 free throws. Corey Starkey hit a timely basket. Chris Haas made a 4-point play. So, you know, we had just enough in the tank in both games. In both games, it was somebody different. It was different people. And in both games, it was maybe somebody who wasn't a prolific scorer come up with a huge play down the stretch.
In the area of learning how to win, how important was the experience of last week in your team's ability to learn how to win?
Last week, as in the winning the games.
Yeah, how you did it.
The week before, we lost in overtime at Holy Cross.
Right.
And it was, you know, every game has really come down to the wire. But I hopefully that this will pay dividends. You know, we're doing a better job, knock on wood, taking care of the ball. We're doing a better job limiting teams to one shot. And these are good teams, and you're not going to shut them down. But if you can just take care of, you know, key situations that you practice, that you emphasize, that's good. And then I think we're doing a better job of finding that balance of being aggressive offensively and yet at the same time being patient. And that's not an easy balance to find. But I think you have to be able to play with that combination of discipline and freedom that the good teams have. And I thought we did that down the stretch in both games.
You mentioned John Azzanero had been starting for you. You've played younger players, the freshmen, getting into the lineup. Sometimes in a locker room, older player doesn't respond as well. How important, now you have to do what's best for the basketball team. How important has it been to you that the older players have understood exactly what you're trying to do with this season?
Well, I think it's absolutely essential. I think nobody buys that more than Steven Casper, who was the original starting point guard. Really struggled in some games early on. He's been nothing short of sensational. He comes in off the bench, and I'm not going to start him again. I don't care if we don't have anyone else to play. He's coming off the bench, but he hit two threes, which is not a strong suit. He made 5 of 6 from the foul line. I think 6 assists, 0 turnovers. Maybe that was a Navy game. No, 6 assists, 1 turnover. Against Army, and he guarded the leading scorer in the conference, Kyle Wilson, and held him. He had 17 points, but a number of them were before Steven got onto him, and really made him work for everything he got. So I just and when the guys see that, like, hey, it doesn't matter who starts, it matters who finishes. It's going to be a different guy any given night. I think that just dominoes throughout the rest of the team.
Nana Fallon has 27 block shots for you. Discuss his ability to alter some plays in the paint.
I think it's just essential. And again, he's just scratching the surface of what he can do. But, he blocks some key shots late in the game, and he altered some shots. And that's allowed our guys to press up on the perimeter shooters and fight over the top of ball screens and the off-ball screens, knowing that there's a guy who can bother and block some shots. And that's something we didn't have, to be honest with you, last year, Steve. And that's, you really appreciate things when you don't, no longer have them. We had him in Mike Muscala, and I think Nana is emerging into that kind of shot blocker.
You've closed the gap statistically in almost everybody, and one area in particular has been you've been able to close the gap at the free throw line. Give me the importance of what that has meant to you in some of these close games, that you've closed the free throw line gap.
Well, that's an interesting point, because we're going to practice here at 4:30, and one of the things on my notes for our guys is, okay, what do we need to do to get better? And where's my notes? Here they are. We were heading into conference play. We were averaging 19.6 fouls a game, and now we're down to 16.5 fouls a game. And teams are scoring 4 less points per game. I mean, basically, there's a direct correlation between our reduction in fouls and our reduction in points surrendered. And then by the same token, we're also doing a better job throwing it inside, again, as Nana has continued to emerge as a low post threat, and we're starting to drive the ball to the basket and getting ourselves fouled. And so I think those two things are really essential. We've outscored teams at the foul line in league play. They've still taken more free throws than we have, but we have outscored teams at the foul line in league play, and I think that's really, really essential.
Yeah. Now after back to back home games, now you swing back out and you got back-to-back games on the road. You go down to Reitz to take on Loyola Maryland, and then you go up to Agganis and you got to take on BU. So talk about the road approach that your team needs to have as this growth continues.
Well, I think, as we told our guys, I mean, you can't make too big of a deal out of the road, because I think if you create a big perception of a problem, then you have a problem. But we have to just understand how important every possession is. And, you know, we play very, very well against Army, but we're going to talk about the six or seven defensive errors in terms of things that we prepared for, things that we emphasized that could have cost us that game. And even though we got to the foul line, well, we didn't shoot it as well as we need to. You know, we were 14 for 25. We shot 56% from the line against Army. You got to shoot 70-plus percent on the line, you know, to win a game on the road. So it's just tightening up the execution. Again, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, Steve, so I'm in a little bit of a state of depression, but it's you know, it's one – you know, you can outplay a team the entire game in one or two stupid plays, defensive blunders or lack of execution, and you're on the wrong side of the result. And so those are the types of things that we're going to talk about with our team here in about 15 minutes.
In fact, you, as a Packer fan, there's a high IQ as to how Aaron Rodgers plays the game. Do you feel as time has gone on that your team's basketball IQ has improved?
It's improving. It definitely is. And again, with four freshmen playing over, you know, double-digit minutes, that's going to get over. It better keep improving. And then as our older guys are settling into their roles, you know, and their roles are different than what they've been, it is improving. And a lot of that comes really, again, from the leadership of Steven Casper.
Yeah, practice. Get to it. Thanks so much for carving out a few minutes. Good luck this week down in Baltimore and then up in Boston.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, Dave Paulson, head basketball coach Bucknell. Our phone line's open at 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565 as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Hi, I'm Maddie from Stones Grove. And even though I'm 13, I know the number one cause of car crashes in the U.S. is distracted driving. In fact, studies show that talking on the phone while driving decreases brain activity by 37%. Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation and Stones Grove Ford want you to eliminate the distractions in your vehicle. Secure your passengers and equipment, turn down the music, and turn off the cell phone. This message brought to you by the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, including News Radio 1070 WKOK and Stones Grove Ford, proud supporters of Susquehanna Smart Drive.
The Storm store is open. Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation brings you Half Price Susquehanna Valley, where you can buy a certificate for half the cost of its value.
The best wings in the valley are at Dynamic Wings and Subs, Baldwin Boulevard, Shamokin Dam. And this Wednesday morning at 9, you can get your Dynamic Wings and Subs $20 gift certificates for just $10. And not just wings, they also offer pizza, salads, stromboli, and sandwiches, too.
Get shopping and save this week at Half Price Susquehanna Valley, only from
WKOK.com.
Welcome back, 800-795-9565. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, I would love to hear from you. And just jump right in. We'll take your calls at 1-800-795-9565. I think I'm out of stories for the day.
I'm glad you're out of. I'm really glad you're out of Flava Flav stories. I really am, truly.
How many more Flava Flav stories can one have in his lifetime?
Or need?
Or, you know, and let's be honest, I mean, I've had personal contact. Oh, mercy me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. 800-795-9565. You'd like to jump in. I'd like to hear from you and find out what is on your sports mind today. We've talked, obviously, about a wide, wide range of items today. And in that wide range of items, if something caught your ear, give us a call at 800-795-9565. Of course, the Super Bowl, the Packers game, and Dave Paulson brought up the Packers game from yesterday. You look at how Green Bay closed out Dallas the week before, albeit it was at home, but still, how they closed out Dallas the week before. How did they do it? They didn't just rely on their running game at the end. You have a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers who is not only a great quarterback, but a reason he is a great quarterback is because of his accuracy. At some point near the end, you have to trust what brought you there. And I expected them at the end to throw the football once. And because of his accuracy, I expected him to make the right decision that, look, if I can't get rid of it, I'll just take the sack. Because he's smart. He's not going to force the ball. But my best shot at keeping this game alive is throwing on third down with the ball in his hands. I want the ball in the hands of my best player. Now, on the onside kick, onside kicks have changed. They're now plays. You run plays. It's not quite the free-for-all that you think it is. You run a play with guys blocking. The Bostic kid, I can tell you in no uncertain terms, is not supposed to be the guy fielding the ball. He's supposed to be fending off Seattle players as a blocker. It's the guy behind him that is supposed to get the ball. Who's that guy? Oh, Jordy Nelson, who's caught 5,900 footballs in the past 5 years. Let's go to Ken in Milton. Hi, Ken. Welcome. It's great to have you back on the show.
Hi, Steve. Good afternoon. And it's nice talking to you guys. And, you know, I just caught there. You were discussing one of the subjects I wanted to talk about, the onside kick. And two different thought lines of thought, actually, listening to some of the other media today. One being exactly what you said, that the responsibility there, you're simply to attack, and the man behind you, which in this case was Jordy Nelson, was to get the football. Second being that that's not the case. It's a hands team, whatever the case may be. That's neither here nor there. I do have one other take on that game for you, though, and I wanted to get your feel for it. The Green Bay interception with about 6 minutes to go, why does that man slide at midfield?
I'm completely baffled by that. I was baffled from the moment I saw it. I thought, what are you doing? Keep going. Okay, get to a spot. Then he just slid down and cost himself about 25 yards.
That was exactly what I thought. And looking at when they showed the replay on a wider lens, I'm thinking, man, there's nothing ahead of him. And I'm wondering at that point now, you know, they're going to catch a lot of slack over the onside kick. That could be a game changer there. He breaks a tackle, maybe he brings it back. Nobody seems to talk about that. And I thought that was a really, really bad mistake for a professional defensive back to make.
I did too. I was very surprised. It's a fine play he makes on the ball, but then to just give up on the play and slide down, I didn't quite get that, especially for a five-year veteran. As for the people who talk about the hands team stuff, they've never been to a practice and they don't see how the plays run. I'm talking about it from somebody who's seen how the play is supposed to be run, because they practice that as to what responsibility everybody has.
Yeah, that's kind of the take. Actually, I think it was Roger Worski I was listening to was talking about the exact same thing that you are right now, that everybody has responsibility in that particular role, and that they do practice that consistently. So I just found it interesting. What a great game. I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl, and my Bears have been out of it since the middle of August, so I really don't have an interest in anything other than a good game. Hey, you guys have a great evening, and thanks for taking my call.
Ken, I'm agreeing with you. It's going to be a great game. Thanks so much. 800-795-9565.
You know, I feel Ken's pain. I really do, because my Redskins have been out of it since August also.
Actually, yeah, both those teams were out of it at Easter.
Yeah, I think so.
That's not a good thing in the league that is so closely bunched. Yet, in a closely bunched league, over the final month of the season, most people felt that these were the two best teams. And I think you have now ended up with the two best teams in the final month and the two best teams in the tournament playing one another in the Super Bowl. I think that makes a lot of fun. And you ever seen that stadium?
Which one?
Glendale, University of Phoenix.
No, I have not.
They do an amazing thing. That field, now they'll bring in a specific field for the Pro Bowl, and then they'll bring in a specific field for the Super Bowl. Okay, a whole new field. That field is outside, and they water it, they take care of it, sunshine, the whole deal, you know, on and on and on. And when it comes time for the game, they hit a button, and the field rolls into the stadium.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. The field rolls into the stadium from the outside with the press of a button. It's amazing. They actually, it's a dome stadium at Glendale.
And they keep the field outside and then roll it inside.
Yeah, so that's how they take care of it. That's why during the week they water it, they take care of it, they aerate it, whatever they have to do, the whole deal. And then when it comes time, they hit a button and the sucker rolls in.
You know, the closest thing I think I ever saw to that was, remember in St. Louis when they used to have the tarp that would do that automatically? Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, and that's the one Vince Coleman got hurt on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. Vince Coleman. All right, to the bottom of the hour, 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to our good friends at purdyinsurance.com. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Now, for those who have been wondering, Kevin has not been kicked off the show. Kevin hasn't been fired or anything like that. Kevin is ill. That's a good way of phrasing it.
Yeah, sounds good.
Kevin Herr is ill. I'm going to get a text here.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
Uh-huh, and if I hit the only tree in Lone Pine, California?
We'll send a tow truck right over.
What if I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK's live telephone talk show On the Mark. If you were listening lately.
When it comes to jobs and energy, I think it provides an advantage there that makes sense for the country. The time and attention and focus on this, we need to be working on bigger issues like tax reform and infrastructure.
And Tuesday, Joe McGranahan and I will talk about the All-White Academy Awards, the Keystone XL Pipeline, and the Northumberland County Prison. It's OTM 830 to 10 on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
How's everybody today? Great to be with you. Our number 800-795-9565. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The Purdys have served this valley for decades. They've given back for decades as well. Trust your insurance needs to them and do it with our hearty endorsement. It'll be the best for you. And also, we're in the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Humble's Wharf. I think we have covered about every possible topic so far.
You think?
I think we've covered about every single one of them all the way through that I think we could possibly cover. So it's up to the fans now at 800-795-9565. To either react to it. One thing I didn't mention, it's a baseball note. Max Scherzer signed a $210 million deal with the Nationals.
Yeah, boy, that gives them a pretty good 1-2 punch with him and Strasburg, doesn't it?
Yeah, and also you, Doug Fister.
Yeah.
Who's about as fine a number three as there is going, except he might be a four in this rotation with Gio Gonzalez still there.
And, you know, last year on my fantasy baseball team, I had that Tyler Roque kid. Who is now getting bumped out of the rotation? He had a good year too last year.
Yeah, Roark's good player.
Yeah,
good pitcher. Saw him pitch against the Pirates. Very, very good. I'm not going to sit here. By the way, we don't worry about over or underinflated footballs. We don't deal with that. Gene Chizik is going to be the new defensive coordinator of the at North Carolina.
Yes.
Gary Kubiak being hired by the Denver Broncos, so he's going to leave the Ravens. And Tiger Woods had a tooth knocked out by a camera while they were watching Lindsey Vonn ski. And once again, we have just explained the single biggest problem with why, and Kevin loves the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Lindsey Vonn goes out, breaks some record, and all people are talking about is Tiger Woods getting a tooth knocked out. Hey, that's when you know your sport has deep trouble.
That and IndyCar racing are his big downfalls, yeah.
Yeah, well, Lindsey Vonn set some World Cup record, and all they're talking about is Tiger Woods getting a tooth knocked out.
And didn't I see a picture, Steve, on Facebook or Twitter or somewhere of... He was wearing a mask or something. Am I thinking of the right thing?
I don't know. I haven't seen pictures. Have not seen pictures.
Great point, by the way, because I'm sure that whatever accomplishment that was that Lindsey Vonn accomplished was probably a pretty impressive accomplishment.
Oh, no question. The inventor of instant replay has passed away. Tony Verna worked with CBS. And Tony Verna was a television director and producer. And 51 years ago, the age of 30, came up with the idea of showing a play again. And he first used it in the Army-Navy game in 1963. He developed a method to cue up a tape to pinpoint a play that he wanted to immediately air again. He said he was looking for a way to fill boring gaps between plays during a football telecast. The concept was so new when Army quarterback Raleigh Stitchwell scored a touchdown. Announcer Lindsey Nelson had to warn the viewers, "This is not live, ladies and gentlemen. Army did not score again."
Wow.
And of course, it's become a staple for sports broadcasting. I mean, it's what makes the games move, replays, left and right.
Well, and not only on TV, if I could interrupt, but, you know, I mean, even look at the stadium, you know, whether it's Beaver Stadium or whether it's Denny Stadium or whatever. Instant replay is a huge part of the game day experience also.
No question. And Verna said, "Not many things you can do in life where you can change the way things were happening before," Verna told the Associated Press, but he did it. And he produced or directed 5 Super Bowls, the Olympics, the Kentucky Derby, even the Live Aid concert in 85. But again, his lasting legacy is going to be instant replay. Tony Verna, cancer, by the way, leukemia, passed away at the age of 81. But he's the guy that came up with the idea. And Lindsey Nelson was announcing the game, and he said, and after an exchange of punts, no, I'm just kidding. Let's do that on the old Notre Dame highlight show.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Used to do that all the time. 800-795-9565. By the way, the 49ers, by the way, are talking to Lane Kiffin about being their offensive coordinator.
They are. I saw that. Did you also mention, by the way, John Fox is the new head coach of the Bears?
Bears, yep. John Fox gets that. That to me, that's a big hire for Chicago.
Well, I'm not sure why they let him go in Denver. He was there 4 years, and he won the AFC West 4 years in a row.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I mean, really? Well, I mean, I get it that they didn't win the Super Bowl, but, geez.
Anytime you make a change, there is one criterion that trumps all. Who am I going to get that's better? That's what you have to ask yourself. Who am I going to get that's better? Remember, we talked about this, for example, people have railed on Andy Dalton for years. But they're in a tough spot. A, they're not going to draft high enough because they are winning enough.
Right.
And B, if you replace them, are you going to replace them with somebody better? Now, you can be simplistic and go, oh, anybody's better than him. No, not really.
I'm not so sure about that.
I mean, the other guys that are better, for example, aren't leaving their teams. Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck. I don't think they're going to Cincinnati anytime soon.
Probably not.
So that's what you always, anytime you make a change, okay, am I moving to somebody that makes me better? Now, in the Broncos case, as an example, looks like they're going to hire Gary Kubiak. I actually think Gary Kubiak's a very good coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he also is in a completely different category than almost anyone else that's been hired this year. You know what that category is?
I'm listening.
Offense. Everybody else has hired a defensive-minded coach so far. Rex Ryan to Buffalo, Todd Bowles with the Jets, John Fox with the Bears. Looks like Dan Quinn's going to get the Falcons job. Well, here's one of the few hires that's happened where an offensive-minded guy is becoming the head coach. That's Gary Kubiak.
I believe he was the offensive coordinator in Denver before. Is that right?
He was the backup quarterback to Elway. He may have done some, like the quarterback coach. He then became the head coach of the Texans.
Right.
And he's been the offensive coordinator for the Ravens. So, And then Caris LeVert of Michigan, basketball, out for the year. Broken foot.
I saw a coach, I saw a quote.
Penn State's already played them.
That coach Beilein said today during his weekly press conference that, that he felt really, really bad for LeVert, but it was a great opportunity for somebody else to step up and fill those shoes. And,
sure.
You know, and it is. And I agree.
And that's the attitude you have to take. The attitude you have to take is next man up. I mean, you always have to take that attitude. And, you know, and that's how you have to look at it. You can't sit there and lament. And that's, you look at the Penn State game, basketball game against Purdue. I felt it was absolutely imperative that Penn State be the first team to score in overtime. And if they didn't, that they were done.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is this, they were deflated. And Matt Painter talked about that in his postgame. He said they were deflated. He said it's not that we played any better in overtime. It's not that we made any adjustment in overtime. He said they were just done. Now they got Michigan State coming up, and that will be at East Lansing at the Breslin Center Wednesday night at 7.
Right.
We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment. 800-795-9565 is our number if you'd like to jump in. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PurdyInsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
It's the Dan Patrick Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If Marvin Lewis was a quarterback, he's 0-7. We look at quarterbacks and we look at their record in the postseason. If Marvin Lewis was a quarterback, we'd be killing him. And then they want to, you know, let's break up the Bengals. No, you don't need to break up the Bengals. They have talent there. But you can't keep with them.
The Dan Patrick Show, weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app. You trust News Radio 1070 WKOK for news, weather, sports, and business news. You can also access all that info when you want it at WKOK.com. Plus, you'll have access to the On the Mark archives. You can listen to guests from WKOK Sunrise and see the extended AccuWeather forecast with live radar. It's all at the site honored by the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters as Outstanding Radio Website, WKOK.com.
Well, if you love pitching, you're going to love the Washington Nationals. Max Scherzer signs a contract to be with them. And, wow. That's going to be a tough team coming to your park.
Well, could you imagine this? I mean, it's only a rumor, but I'm sure there's some validity to it. The Phillies are shopping Cole Hamels, and have been for quite some time. Boy, that'd be quite a 1-2-3 punch, wouldn't it? I don't think they can afford it, but
they can do that after putting $210 million in here. Hamels is more of a high-ticket guy for a high-ticket franchise. Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox. Red Sox have looked for a front-line guy to replace Lester. They think they've cobbled together a good staff by what they've done in the offseason, but they don't have a signature guy that you would hand the ball to in game one of a series or game seven. So, we'll see. And Wrigley Field's not going to have bleachers until at least May of this year.
Really?
How about that? Yeah. The target date is May 11th for the left field bleachers and late May for the right field bleachers. They're reconstructing. It's the first phase of a $375 million renovation.
Okay.
At Wrigley.
Mm-hmm.
They broke ground on it. And there are about 5,000 bleacher seats at Wrigley. And while the team is only rebuilding the left field and right field sections, the center field section will not be open until left field is done because of safety concerns.
Mm-hmm.
There are only 12 home games in April.
And really, so should there be any home games in April in Chicago?
Not unless the ticket includes an ash can near you. But I mean, it's a 100-year-old building, I mean, so it does take some work to rebuild it.
I'm thinking maybe the rooftops across Waveland Avenue are a fine alternative.
Well, they want to put that scoreboard in.
Uh-huh, yeah. Which will block the view of those, right?
Which it blocks the view of some... I have no idea. Let's face it, there aren't many buildings on the face of the planet that overlook a ballpark.
Yeah, no. and the few that do, why would you block their view?
I don't know. Well, you can sell advertising around scoreboard.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of this deals with money, too. I mean, I'm sure there's some clever architect that can figure these things out. But these are some of the news and notes. And, of course, the Super Bowl is coming up. Seattle, New England. I think that's the best outcome the NFL could ask for. Yeah. And New England's going to bring in a lot of people to begin with because they've been there before. And Seattle has a growing national image. And so does Russell Wilson. Although I laughed about, wow, how amazing Wilson was on the two-point conversion. He threw the ball up.
He did.
For grabs. Do you realize? I mean, let's face it. You should never take a sack in the NFL on a two-point play. Never.
Never.
Okay? Never. You want to know why? It's a no-risk play. It's a no-risk play. Now, in college, it's a risk play. If you step in front and you pick the ball off and you run it back, you get 2 points. Yep. He fumbles the ball, you pick it up, run it back, you get 2 points. In the NFL, there's no consequence. That's why he just took the ball and just heaved it to a spot and hoped somebody would catch it because it didn't matter. Yes, it mattered in the outcome of the game, but it didn't matter in terms of the risk. What was his risk? Right. They're going to miss it?
And as long as it was up there, you would think that somebody from Green Bay could have gotten at least a hand on it.
So, exactly. Well, ha-ha, Clinton Dix blew it. I mean, the ball was up there forever. He should have called a fair catch. But, you know, but in terms of the brilliance of the play, is he was smart enough not to take a sack.
Yeah.
After that, it doesn't matter because it is an absolute no-risk play for the offense. It's all reward.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You throw it up there. They pick it off. Who cares? You're done.
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't count in the stats. It goes as a conversion missed. It finished. In college, it is a risk play. You know, you have to tell your quarterback, hey, look, it's not there. Take a sack. Or just throw it away. It doesn't matter. Well, you should never throw it away on a two-point conversion in the NFL, and you should never take a sack. Okay? Force the ball. I don't care if there's triple coverage around the guy you want, and that's the guy you see, throw it. Because there's no risk on the play. Zero. They pick it off. They knock it down. Whoop-de-doop. All right, fine. Didn't get any points. Move on.
Yeah.
But don't throw it away, and don't take a sack.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of the Seahawks, how cool was it to see Gary Gilliam catch that touchdown pass yesterday?
Gary Gilliam has always told me, Gary Gilliam spent more time on the sidelines with me. I talked to him more than the coaches did.
Did he take your right? class but, too?
He did not.
Ugh.
But Gary used to walk around with a football all the time because he had gone from defensive end and they converted him to tight end. And then they finally converted him to offensive tackle his final year. But that's what, you know, that's what he wanted to be. He wanted to be a tight end. He was always catching footballs all the time. That's why when they threw it to him, I thought, well, this is perfect. I mean, this is right up his alley because that's what he, in his head, thinks he is.
Yeah.
Now, Gilliam and Jordan Hill represent Penn State in the Super Bowl, although Jordan Hill will not be able to play in the game. Got hurt. And Hill was having a really good year.
Yeah, he was.
Until he got hurt. Really good year. Impact player for that defense and Dan Quinn's group. But he is... He'll be there. He'll be a part of what's going on, but he will not be able to play in the game. Gilliam will play in the game, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for Gary. Because Gary, I thought Gary would have helped Gary if he came back for his sixth year, but you know what? To his credit, he ended up making the team out there. He's a contributor. He's got great size, long arms. You know, I can see why here Bill converted him to being an offensive tackle. But his whole thing was he wanted to be a tight end.
Well, he certainly got his chance yesterday, and he didn't miss
it. Well, yesterday he showed America his tight end skills.
I saw a post on Twitter, a tweet from him last night, that all it said was, "I caught a touchdown pass in the NFC Championship. How cool is that?" And I thought, that's got to be a highlight of your life or your career or whatever. It has to be.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is, and that I think that's, yeah. That's terrific for him. He gets a chance now to play in the Super Bowl. I mean, Penn State was guaranteed somebody in the Super Bowl anyway because Drew Corliss, of course, plays for the
Packers. Yeah.
But
who, by the way, had a pretty good year, too.
Yeah, Drew did. He dropped that one, though, on third down yesterday. That was one that would have been you saw Aaron Rodgers' look was not exactly an endorsement of, I'm happy with you.
Yeah, no.
That's going to be. I think it's going to be a great game. I have 2 weeks to talk about it. You have the Pro Bowl this week. Oh yeah.
Uh huh. I saw a thing. Matthew Stafford has now been named to the Pro Bowl, and he's like the first Lions quarterback since 1971 to be elected to the Pro Bowl. You know why he's at the Pro Bowl, don't you? Yeah, everybody else is hurt.
Well, exactly, because they were down to him and Ryan Lindsley.
Yeah. But the Lions are they're all happy because Matthew Stafford's going to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, if he has a good time with it, great. And also, by the way, will be at University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale. All right. Fun show today. Appreciate it. Trove, thanks for all the help.
Thanks, buddy.
Kevin is ill. Our thanks to Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. I'm Steve Jones. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nahn. President Obama today led the nation honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mr. Obama went to a Boys and Girls Club of Greater Washington to take part in a service project. In Denver, one of the country's largest marches honoring Dr. King traced a route from City Park to the Colorado Capitol. People.